Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Today we're going to talk about why good girls or girls in general are obsessed with bad boys. Why do good girls like bad boys? There's songs written about it, so on and so forth. And we know this is true. I mean, it's a phrase that's been used throughout time. Good girls like bad boys and nice guys finish last, right? Well, if you haven't watched my video that I just recorded and put up maybe an hour ago, it's called The Opposite of Love Isn't Hate, It's Indifference. Go read that, because it's not, bad boys aren't mean. Bad boys aren't hateful. Bad boys are indifferent. Bad boys don't care. They don't care about her. They don't care about what they do. They just kind of go out there and have fun and do their own thing. And for some reason, this is desirable to women. And we're going to explain a little bit and talk a little bit about why we think that is. Now, again, I've got two articles here. Both are written by women, so it's not going to be from a guy's point of view, although I will put my two cents in from a guy's point of view. But we're gonna look at this and we're going to explain it. And then maybe if you are someone that wants to date, if you are someone that still, even whether it's casual or getting into, you know, longer, being a few months of dating, then this may be a direction that you need to go. And it's not you need to fake it till you make it. It's you need to make it. You need to be here mentally so you can enjoy yourself and be at ease and not feel like you're pretending you're something that you're not. You have to let go of being the ultra nice guy, do everything for her. I'm going to totally treat her perfect and she's going to love me for it. That doesn't work. So let's get recording here and then we'll talk about it. And we have here four reasons why good girls are obsessed with bad boys. This is by Sherry Gaba, an expert, it says under her name. Well, we don't know about that, but she says it's more than just opposites attract, and a common misperception is that the bad boy, a guy with an obvious wild side, is somehow manipulating the good girl and creating a fictional, therefore attractive dating relationship. In reality, the vast majority of cases, the girl actively seeks out her bad boy counterpart, unless she stops to think about why she chases after this kind of guy. Often she may be unaware of this need to be in a relationship with someone with a different personality than herself. Let's be honest though, bad girls also like bad boys too. So it's not just an opposite attract kind of thing. There's something about guys that seem to be indifferent to the way that people think or care or perceive them. They just seem to not care, and as such, they become across very desirable. Number one, she wants to fix him. It could be from a divorced relationship or a father not present in her life. I'm not going to read verbatim. But, okay, it's not having a quote-unquote normal healthy man around. Well, we know this is a vast majority of the cases, that a large percentage of kids being raised today are being raised without a father figure. So that may have some account to it. She says, she writes here, she wants someone familiar, but I don't know how, they say women who have a father who was a bad boy, but I don't know of too many bad boy husbands that stick around. They tend to get tamed or divorced. Number three, she wants something totally new. Again, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but basically she says, it's not totally new. It's just, he's not someone that you would normally date. Because the nice guys are the ones that ask you out. The nice guys are the ones that treat you well. And as such, you get used to them and they're boring. You want somebody that's going to be a challenge and someone that's going to be interesting. And number four, she wants to save him. And yes, we do know that, is that any girl that dates a bad boy, she may want to save him. But if she does manage to save him and he becomes a regular nice guy, they get bored of them and they leave them. It's just the way it is. This is a more interesting article, I think a little bit more accurate, but it says five reasons why good girls find bad boys irresistible. And this was written by Nia Langley. But it says, so you're a good girl who likes bad boys, but you don't know why. You know he's no good for you, but you want to date him anyway. Before you start doing all the bad things with him, let me share five reasons why bad boys are irresistible and why you should resist. But you know what? I guarantee you she hasn't resisted, and I guarantee you other women won't resist because it's too much fun. Number one, bad boys are hot. Not true. But let's discuss that. Let's be honest. When we hear the words bad boy, we think of a tall leather jacket wearing man who has great hair, biceps for days, and an amazing 8-pack. Well, at least I do. Bad boys are total studs. Okay. What do you call that same guy that looks like that, but he is nice, and he's a respectable doctor. You also call him hot. So basically, you're really not defining bad boys here. You're just saying, hot guys are hot. Yeah, no kidding. However, let's not forget that looks aren't everything. Right. Personality is important, and bad boys are jerks. When they get older, they'll still be jerks. Okay, so how's that hot? As a matter of fact, she says the difference is they will be balding and have a beer belly, not as endearing. Right, what do you call a not attractive bad boy? A jerk. Right? You just call him somebody that you don't like. You call him names. You say he's just a bad person. But if a guy's hot, he's forgiven because he's a bad boy. But let's say you're an average guy, just an average looking guy, but you still want to fit in that bad boy persona. Does that mean you have to be a jerk? No. Does that mean you need to be mean to women? No. As a matter of fact, you do that, they'll still think you're a jerk, whether you're good looking or not. But if you're just an average guy, how do you become a bad boy? Again, go back and watch my other video I just put up about being indifferent. If you don't care, you're a bad boy. That's all it is. If you don't care about other people, you only care about yourself. You're a narcissist, basically. Number two, bad boys are forbidden. As a good girl, your parents may have raised you not to bring home someone who blatantly lives on the bad side. So why are you attracted to Billy Joe Bad Boy? Or as you look at my thumbnail, James Dean, the original bad boy. He, as a matter of fact, ended up dying in a car crash in his Porsche. And his nickname for that, well, look it up. But James Dean was kind of the original bad boy because he just, all his movies, he was the good-looking, wild guy that you couldn't tame. He didn't listen to authority, right? He did his own thing. Because people innately want what they can't have, ever wanted the forbidden fruit, and good girl, or Eve wanted the forbidden fruit, and good girls want the forbidden men. It's like science. But bad boys aren't forbidden for a reason. They're bad. Shocking, I know. So stay away before you end up doing something bad like robbing a store, joining a gang, or getting a dude's name tattooed across your face. That's not what a bad boy will have you do. A bad boy will have a friends with benefits relationship with a woman and then bounce on her. And she's like, but he was a jerk and I knew he was into himself and he never say he cared for me and he never texts back when I messaged him and he just always acted like he didn't care. But then one day he didn't care and he picked a different girl from me and now I'm upset. Shocking. That's what they do. But why are they desirable? We'll get to that. So they still haven't hit it in this article yet. Bad boys are confident. Most bad boys make no excuses for who they are. And that's key. This she's at least accurate on. They can do bad all by themselves and they take pride in it. Understandably so. Bad boys drink beer, smokes, ride motorcycles, drive cars, do everything in a cool manner, and they know that. You're not interested? They don't care. Why? Because several other women want them, and they know that. They're hot, and they know that. They're cool, and they know that. That you love their confidence, and they know that. The thing is, confidence could really be conceitedness. Do you really want to be with a man who's conceited? Do you? Not only that, but the confidence could become a harsh nonchalance towards you. A bad boy will have no problem telling you that you're not a big deal to him. And if he doesn't say flat out, he'll show it. Oh, you're his girlfriend? And he'll talk to other girls with you right next to him. It's a part of being conceited, and your dude will simply be casual and nothing more. Ouch. Yep. That right there, that paragraph, tells you everything you need to know about bad boys. Is they are going to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it, and your feelings are inconsequential. But why does that attract women? Hypergamy. Hypergamy states a woman always wants a guy that is better than herself. We all do. I mean, if I am a 5, and if I'm an average looking guy, would I like to date an 8? Would I like to date a supermodel? You betcha. That's where all these thirsty guys come from, because they're overshooting their shot, and they want something that's out of their reach. Well, women do the same thing, but when a guy is in his own element and he's confident and he feels like he doesn't need anybody to support him or like what he does, or if you don't like it, tough. Well, that's confidence, but yes, it is also conceit. But it's a demonstration of having a higher value, because the woman thinks, well, if I can catch him and I can, quote, save him, that means he'll start to love me and only want me and not leave me and not cheat on me and be good to me. That's what I want. But if he actually does that, she doesn't view him as such a high catch anymore because she has obtained him. He's now not interesting. He's not dangerous. He's not cool. He's not a mystery. He's Bob laying on the couch watching Saturday morning cartoons and SpongeBob while he eats cereal before he goes to the gym. The mystery is gone. You got to keep the mystery alive. How do bad boys keep that mystery alive? By just doing what they want to do. And if they don't feel like talking to you, they don't message back. They're talking to another woman. But see, when when many women want one man, all women want him because obviously he's high quality. He's desired by many women. Well, many men will really want an attractive woman. And what happens to some of these women that are having their profiles on OnlyFans or whatever? What happens when all of a sudden these guys that are paying for to be a member on her OnlyFans page, what happens when they find out she's got a boyfriend? Well, they're not interested anymore. Why? She's taken. So why am I here? It's all about wanting what you don't have. So what happens in a long-term relationship? In a long-term relationship, the woman figures out what he brings to the table. The mystery disappears. He starts saying, I love you and I care about you and I won't hurt you and I won't cheat on you and I won't. She's not interested anymore. Now, she may still want to date him, especially if he's attractive and he's successful, but that mystery and that excitement of him being unobtainable is gone. It's why a lot of women will break up, or a boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend, as they'll say, oh, my ex-boyfriend, he treated me awful. He was such a bad person, and he never really cared about me, and he wasn't nice to me, and I want a guy that'll treat me like that. And you, as the next guy, says, well, yeah, of course, I'm not a jerk like that. But what do you find out? She still misses her ex. She still messages her ex. She still go meets up with her ex for a friends with benefits thing. Why? Because he's unobtainable. He's interesting. She still wants him. He just doesn't want her. And that makes him all the more desirable. That right there says it all. Again, same thing. Bad boys are exciting. Opposites attract. It doesn't have to be opposite. You could be a bad girl. You still want a bad boy. Bad boys provide a very large change of pace. Thrill, risk, danger can be endearing. Bad boys don't give too explicatives about the rules and live la vida loca is very exciting, especially for the good girls who follow the rules most of their lives. And five, some girls think bad boys can be changed. This is where you're wrong. You cannot change a bad boy. You can't control a bad boy. Many women have this weird rescuer flaw in their personality. But again, either A, you try and you fail and you get frustrated, or B, you do change him and now you're bored because he's not a bad guy anymore. And I'll finish it up with this screenshot of something that a girl put up on Instagram. And I think she nails it 100%. And she's young. She looks like maybe young 20s. But she's already got this figured out. And I was pretty impressed when I read this. It says, I only fall in love with boys who are a-holes because they are hard to get validation from. So the validation has more value compared to a genuinely nice guy who gives me the validation all the time, as the validation from them has less value and is easier to get, so it doesn't mean as much. She nails that right on the head. And again, if you haven't seen my opposite of love is indifference, that's where it... So I've made the mistake as a guy of saying to a woman, I love you. I won't hurt you. I got you through thick and thin, no matter what, because I wanted to be a supportive guy. My parents are supportive of each other. I emulate them. I figure that's a good, healthy relationship. They've been married for 55 years. So, of course, I'll give her the same support that my father gave my mom. Doesn't work anymore. It's not valuable. Every woman that's ever messaged me that says, I miss you, would you like a second chance, whatever, has found out a few things. Number one, I don't care anymore. Number two, things are going really well for me. And the more I seem disinterested in giving them a second chance, the more they pursue it. Now, you know, you can say women are so hard to figure out and I don't understand, but just if you want to understand human nature, understand that women want the unobtainable, as do men. Men want the prettiest woman they could ever get. Every guy that's a 6 would marry a 10 or love to date a 10 because she's beautiful, she's attractive, she's elegant, she's very feminine. All guys want that. But what do all women want? Well, they want the same thing. They want athletic and handsome and outgoing. And well, the men that are a 6 or 7 don't get a shot at a 10 that's a woman. But a 7 or 8 woman does get a shot at a 10, but it's going to be casual. That guy is not going to tie down the relationship. He's going to have fun with you. He's going to, you know, be frisky with you, and he's going to have a good time. But he has so many options available that he's never going to settle down. So he doesn't text back. He doesn't show interest. He keeps himself separated. Now, he'll still be physical, and maybe he'll still take you out for a bite to eat or something before you maybe go have a drink and then do the horizontal mambo. But it doesn't mean he cares, and that makes him a bad boy, when really he's not necessarily a bad boy. He just doesn't care about you. And so as a man, if you want to date, if you want to have success with dating, if you want to have, or if you want to retain a someone that will be interested in you, you have to keep the mystery alive. You have to be unobtainable. You have to not care or show you care. And you have to do what is best for you. Because here's the thing, if you do what's best for you and it doesn't work, the relationship doesn't work out, you're out nothing. You're still doing what's best for you. And if things do continue along, then she will always be thinking that you're a bit of a catch and that you're challenging. And it sounds awful, and it sounds like the guy's tricking the girl. But just like the other woman wrote, the guy's not lying. If a guy says, look, you know, I'm into casual dating right now. I'm not into anything serious. I'm just here having fun. If a girl is attracted to that and agrees to that, he's set out the ground rules. He hasn't lied. Now, if a guy lies and says, I love you and I want to be with you and I care about you, but he doesn't, that's where we say that's bad. We don't want guys or women to do that. You always want to tell the truth. But if you tell the truth and say, I'm not into a serious relationship right now, and she continues to chase after you, are you doing a bad thing? Or do you just say, well, I have to stop dating her? A good example is when I'm not into long-term relationships, and because they fail. They've always failed. And for me, I like to keep my options open. I don't like to be emotionally involved with people. I met someone, she was fun, we had a great time. She said, hey, we should hang out again sometime. And I told her flat out, I said, well, you friend me on Instagram or whatever, and here's my number. But honestly, we should not get involved, because I'm not boyfriend material. I'm not interested. I'm only into casual short-term dating. That's just where I am in my life. And she said, oh, that's fine, you know, but you're fun to hang out with, and we'll hang out. We hung out. Then when things started to progress a little bit, I said, you know, I'm not boyfriend material. This is not what I'm about. That's fine. That's cool. We're just having fun. Well, fun led to more fun. And before you know it, we had been fooling around and hanging out for, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 months. Things were great. It was very much a friends with benefits thing from my end. From her end, she was starting to get the feels. And eventually she hit me with the, so what are we? And I said, we're the same thing we've always been. I'm not into being serious. And yeah, but we've spent time together and you know me, and do you not have feelings for me or love me? And I said, no, I don't. And this upset her to no end. And I said, look, okay, so let's just break it off, because I don't want to feel like I'm dragging you over the rocks. I told you in the beginning, this is what I was about. Obviously, you're not okay with that. Let's just end it. And I got back, no, it's okay. I understand. Just if you're going to be with other women, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know about it. Just, you know, but it's fine. Just understand that I have more feelings for you than you do for me. And I said, that's fine. It ended up lasting about 7-8 months. And then she broke it off with me, because she hated me at that point, because I would not budge and tell her that I cared for her. I have feelings for her. I was consistent through the entire relationship, but it showed value somehow, because, I was, I guess, a catch, because I wouldn't fall for her. I wouldn't, give up my lifestyle and other women and so on and so forth. It doesn't necessarily have to make sense. Sometimes it still confuses me, but if you think of it as, if you're unobtainable and you're something she cannot have, we always want what we cannot have. Thus, she wants you. Now, if you ask someone like, I don't know, Leonardo DiCaprio, who sleeps with beautiful women constantly, and the oldest woman he's dated, I think, is like 24 or 25. If you look at how he reacts with these women, well, he doesn't chase after them at all, right? He can have beautiful woman after beautiful woman after beautiful woman. And they say you always want what you can't have, but he can have all these beautiful women. So what does he want? Well, he doesn't know. That's why he hasn't gotten married. That's why he doesn't have kids. That's why he doesn't do long-term relationships. Because maybe what he wants is just to be single and to do his thing. Well, that's what he's doing. So, Guys, if you're done with dating and you're kind of through with it and you say, that's it, I'm out, understand that this is part of it. That if you just want to have a normal, non-games, I just want to tell someone I like them and they like me and we kind of get along as normal and we all have a happy, healthy relationship, it can exist, but it's very hard to find. It because people want what they can't have. And that good-looking 8 or 9 that wants nothing to do with her, to some women, is still a better option than a 6 or a 7 that says, I love you. I mean, that young girl said it herself in her own quotes. So if you're getting back into casually dating, though, don't go out there thinking you want to be in a relationship. Don't go out there saying, hey, I'm a great guy. Don't do that. Just do what's best for you. Live your best life. Do your own thing. And if you happen to meet somebody that is going in the same direction as you and your travels, then date them. But date them casually and tell them it's casual and tell them you're not interested. And not only are you hopefully saving them from heartache, but you're also being honest and you're not setting up any place where they can call you a liar, say you're a bad person. And, you know, that's just the way it is. So, guys, I'll leave it there. You kind of get the idea, though, that if you're unobtainable as a guy, that's what they want. They'd rather have that than a guy that's just says, I will do anything for you and I love you, because they're too easy. And the validation that they get from them is not enough. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, thank you for those that have directly donated. If you can do so, those links are down below. And liking, commenting, sharing, hitting that notification bell, and subscribing, and checking out my older videos is a great way to support the page. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, whether you want to date long-term, short-term, any term, you've got to do it on your terms. And it sounds selfish, but believe it or not only will she respect you for it, but she'll probably find you more attractive for it as well. Thank you.